Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Welspun Specialty Solutions Limited Q2 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Anirudh Nagpal from JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thanks, operator, and welcome everyone to the call. I will first thank Welspun Specialty Solutions Limited for giving JM Financial the opportunity to host today's call. So without much ado, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Salil Bawa, Head Investor Relations, Welspun Group, to introduce the management. Over to you, Salil.
Thank you, Anirudh, and good afternoon to all of you. On behalf of Welspun Specialty Solutions Limited, I welcome all of you to the company's Q2 FY26 results call. Along with me, we have Mr. Anuj Buraiya, Chief Executive Officer and Whole Time Director, Naveen Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, Gautam Chakraborty, Head Investor Relations, Welspun Corp. I hope you have had a chance to review the investor presentation that was filed with the exchanges. The presentation is also available on the company's website. During today's discussion, we may be making references to this presentation. I would urge you to take a moment to review the safe harbor statement in our presentation also. As usual, we'll start the forum with the opening remarks by the leadership team, and then we'll open the floor for your questions. Should you have any further queries that remain unanswered post the earnings call, please feel free to reach out either to Naveen, Gautam or myself. With that, I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Anuj Buraiya. Anuj, over to you.
Thank you, Salil. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Welspun Specialty Solutions Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all of you for joining our Quarter 2 and H1 earnings call for financial year 25-26. I will begin by sharing a brief overview of the global macroeconomic environment, followed by insights into the industry landscape and a review of our company's performance during the period. After that, we will open the floor for an interactive question and answer session. The global economy continues to adjust to a landscape that is being reshaped by evolving policy measures and heightened protectionism, both of which are influencing market dynamics, investment flows, and business sentiment across the world. These developments point to muted medium-term growth prospects, emphasizing the need for a recalibration of macroeconomic policies in many regions. That said, there are several potential upside factors that could swiftly improve the global outlook, most notably a reduction in policy uncertainty, which would provide a significant boost to business confidence and overall economic activity. Against this backdrop, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, in its latest World Economic Outlook, has revised upwards its global economic growth forecast for 2025 and 2026 to 3.2% and 3.1% respectively, compared to its earlier projections in the July update. Turning to India, the economy continues to demonstrate resilience and strong momentum. India's real GDP grew 7.8% in quarter 1, financial year 25-26, up from 7.4% in the previous quarter, the fastest pace in 7 quarters, driven by robust investment activity and healthy consumption trends. Reflecting this strength, the Reserve Bank of India has revised its GDP growth forecast for financial year 25-26 upwards to 6.8% from its earlier estimate of 6.5%. At Welspun Specialty Solutions, we continue to focus on our core competencies, strategic initiatives, and agile approach which has helped us deliver improved performance both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter, despite the prevailing challenges and uncertainties in the global trade environment. During the first half of this fiscal year, we are pleased to have added 21 new customers while also maintaining strong engagement with our existing client base. Our planned capital maintenance shutdown was successfully completed in the month of July, ensuring operational efficiency and reliability. In terms of volumes, our stainless steel seamless pipe sales touched an all-time high during quarter 2 financial year 26, recording a 30% year-on-year growth. The stainless steel bars segment remained steady sequentially and registered an 80% growth year-on-year. Backed by better sales volume, our financial performance also improved both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter. Revenue for quarter 2 FY26 stood at 243 crores, up 40% year-on-year and 15% quarter-on-quarter. EBITDA came in at 18.1 crores, which more than doubled compared to the same quarter last year and up 29% sequentially. Notably, EBITDA growth outpaced revenue growth, reflecting improved operating leverage. Profit after tax for the quarter was 9.6 crores compared to a loss of ₹6.4 crores in the same period last year and a loss of about 8 crores during quarter 1 financial year 26. Finance cost at ₹4.3 crores declined sharply by about 59% year-on-year and similar 59% quarter-on-quarter also, underscoring our ongoing efforts towards financial discipline and balance sheet efficiency. For the first half of financial year 26, total income stood at ₹454 crores, up 33% year-on-year. EBITDA grew 28% year-on-year to ₹32 crores. Profit after tax stood at 9.6 crores against a loss of about 4 crores in the same period last year. Our order book at the end of quarter 2 remained strong at about 6,000 metric tons, valued at approximately 254 crores. I am also pleased to share that CARE Ratings has upgraded our long-term facility rating from CARE A- to CARE A+, and our short-term credit rating from CARE A1 to CARE A1+, reflecting confidence in our strong fundamentals and improving financial profile. In the current environment, global markets continue to experience subdued demand and heightened volatility, further impacted by the recent US tariff actions, which have added to the uncertainty across global supply chains. Despite these challenges, we have remained focused on minimizing risks and improving asset utilization. Our primary focus continues to be on the domestic market, while we remain well prepared to serve export opportunities as and when the global recovery gains traction. I am pleased to share that our new Bright Bar project is progressing on schedule and in full swing, with commissioning targeted for quarter 3 financial year 26. This project will significantly enhance both our capability and capacity in the value-added bright bar segment, aligning perfectly with our broader objective of ramping up overall capacity utilization. Our technical and marketing teams continue to drive innovation through the development of new products and grades, while simultaneously working to expand our customer base and strengthen market presence. The IBR accreditation process for our chrome alloy steel bars and tubes have also advanced well, and we expect completion during quarter 3 financial year 26. On the sustainability front, I am happy to share that our proportion of renewable electricity consumption increased from about 31% in financial year 25 to about 50% in H1 of financial year 26. This improvement underscores Welspun Specialty's strong commitment to green and sustainable practices and reflects the progress we are making towards our long-term ESG goals. I am proud to share that Welspun Specialty Solutions has been certified as a great place to work for the second consecutive year, a true testament to our people-first strategy and the strong culture we continue to build within the organization. While the external environment remains challenging, we remain confident in our strategic direction. Our deep customer relationships, integrated solutions, and business agility position us well to navigate near-term headwinds and continue delivering sustainable long-term value to all our stakeholders. With this, I would now like to open the floor for your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use headset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. The bale orders initially when we started the year, we had 4,000 metric tons of orders. So of this, how much is executed to date and how much is pending? And what is the volume wise and value wise breakup between bars and pipes in the current order book?
Good afternoon, Radha. Thanks for this question. We can say by the end of quarter two, I think out of the total, the remaining quantity of particular one order would be maybe about anything between 1,600-1,700 tons to 2,000 tons. I don't have the exact figure, but something in that range. So you can say that tonnage-wise, I think, out of 6,000 tons, it is roughly 50-50, volume-wise order book for tubes and bars.
So, it's out of 6,000 order book, how much is bars and pipes?
Approximately 50-50%.
Okay. So, that means this quarter, the entire execution of stainless steel pipes would be the volume tube order?
Not necessarily. I think there are orders that are coming during the quarter and which also gets executed during the quarter. So there is a delivery schedule which we have to follow, and going by that delivery schedule, a particular boiler tubes order is going to get delivered until April or May of next year.
Okay. And so the order book breakup value wise?
The numbers are not there in front of me, but approximately you can say one-third, two-third?
Yes. Okay, sir.
Yeah. Steel is one-third and pipes and tubes is two-third. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
Bit more than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 30-70. Yeah.
So the overall order intake, if we see for the last 2 years, on a quarterly basis, so it is at an average run rate of 200 crores per quarter. So it has remained flat. So when do you expect an improvement in the order inflow per quarter? And in case demand scenario, macroeconomic scenario continues to be this way, do you still expect any further improvement in order inflow in the near term?
You see, order inflow, I would say, is a factor of two aspects. One is the overall market scenario, how much business is there in the market for a grab. And the second is our own, customer base or our own, there in the market. So I think if we look at both the fronts, as far as the business in the market is concerned, it is shrunk for last some time, and we are all aware of that. At the same time, we are expanding as a company, our customer base, and very focused on that, and that's what we are also seeing, an increasing volumes despite the market conditions. So I think we continue to work on strategy too. As far as market scenario is concerned, you know, we have only limited control, but I'm sure in, you know, in near future things will start to improve.
So is it fair to assume that the pipe sales run rate per quarter of 1700 metric tons? So this is the base from here on after the refurbishment of the plant, and going forward on a quarterly basis, we should see an improvement from this base onwards.
I would definitely, you know, be confident about that.
Yes, sir. So lastly, the gross profit per metric ton, like you said, there is a pressure in the market. So that has declined from what used to be at a similar mix level. It used to be 100 rupees per kg, and it has come down to 83 rupees per kg this quarter. So do you expect any further drop in this metric? And at a similar mix, when do you expect this to go back to 100?
Very difficult to say, Radha. I can only say that there is more pressure on, of course, there is a pressure, price pressure on all the steel products, but comparing tubes and bars, it is more on the bar side of it. And what we see as an average, I think more effect is coming because of the bar prices, which have become really very competitive. If you ask me, I mean, we don't see further downside, because beyond this, you know, the mills are going to get into bigger trouble. So this looks to be the bottom to me.
Okay, that's great, sir. But sir, the pricing pressure is caused by two factors. One of which is the macroeconomic scenario, and the other, I believe, is because of the higher acceptance of peers' products. So even if there is a recovery in the pricing due to macroeconomic scenario, so is it still fair to assume that the margins, gross profit per ton, would go back to 100 rupees per kg at a similar product mix level, or do you think it could be lower than the reserve level?
I think, you know, the movement of prices is very difficult for anyone to predict. But just to answer the main point, what you just said, the acceptance of peer product, I think we have mixed two things. When I say the bar prices, it has nothing to do with the peer product. It is basically round bar, you know, on which the price pressure is more compared, because the market size is also bigger. It's a commodity that sells into much larger quantities than pipes and tubes. So what is expected here is, when we have a better, you know, better demand or better consumption, the bar prices, or let's say the bar margins, you know, should start improving. But when is that going to happen? It's difficult to say. All I can say is, you know, this lull has been there for a long, long time, and, you know, the supply chain, the stocks in the supply chain have also reduced. So we are expecting, you know, better demand scenario in times to come.
And on the pipe, sir, for the pricing pressure created due to acceptance of peers' products, do you see an improvement, or do you see further pressure or continued pressure because of higher acceptance?
See, peers' product was already there in the market. It is not something new. Earlier, the Chinese product was getting supplied, and now India, you know, Indian companies are producing. So I think that is not that big a factor in the whole scheme of things. What is affecting more at this point in time is the overall economic activity. And you see, Indian stainless steel industry from the genesis is based on export sales, right? Indian stainless steel sales were always low when these investments were being done, you know, over past few decades. Now, given the scenario at present wherein there are so many protectionist measures being taken by various countries, and it is not that a measure which is directly against or for India is affecting the Indian companies. It is a measure if taken against European mills also affects India, because then those mills start selling more within the European territory, and which is what is happening at this point in time. So I think it's a matter of time. We really need to see how the policy interventions pan out, and once this uncertainty is reduced, which is expected, I think we'll have a better understanding of what's going to happen over the next few quarters.
So, sir, follow up on this. If the Chinese supply is getting replaced by Indian, so does it imply that the overall imports from China that is reduced and that has been replaced, or now both are continuing?
No, I think there is a big reduction in the Chinese imports in India. In fact, it's the other way around, because of the interventions that were brought and are still applicable by the Indian government to address the dumping that was happening. Anti-dumping was brought in, and then with the quality control order and those kind of interventions, the import from China reduced big time, and that is what created a space for a few other players to start investing to piercing mills.
But sir, that was in December 2022, the anti-dumping duty. What I'm suggesting or what I'm talking about is the acceptance of higher pierced products over the last 1.5 years as the industry has seen, which is, because of that, still there is a reduction in Chinese imports.
No, you see, the pierced product was accepted in certain applications and certain sectors before 1.5 years also. And that is how a lot of Chinese imports was happening in India, right? Now, what these mills, the new investments that have come in India and the new capacity on piercing mills that have come are also selling into the same segment. Most of it. Right, exceptions can always be there. So, when you say increased acceptance, I think, for non-critical applications, it was always accepted. There is no increase into acceptance as such.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a gentle reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investment. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hello, sir.
Hello. Yes, Mr. Raman. Good afternoon.
Sir, what's the current SS bar and pipe capacity?
I think our total saleable capacity is 120,000 tons if we, let's say, run at full potential with everything right bar. 120,000 tons saleable capacity for bars. 120,000 tons per year.
Okay. Yeah. And this is for bars, right? And what about pipes?
Pipes, if we do everything gold finished, would be about 15,000 tons, and nameplate capacity is about 18,000 tons.
The new capex which is coming with respect to the new bright bar project, how many tons will be added, and what's the capex for it?
We are investing close to 75 crores overall, not just for let's say the new bright bar shop, but various other upgradations, debottlenecking, and a lot of other processes which required these debottlenecking and upgradations. Now, the bright bar shop that is coming will bring in two things. One is, it will not add to our overall steel making capacity. It will add to our capacity of doing bright bars. So, black bar capacity remains the same. Only thing is that our current capacity, which is approximately, I would say, 30,000 tons a year, So this new shop will increase it to about 75,000 tons. So which means that, of course, subject to market conditions and subject to, you know, having that much demand and sales, we now have the capability to increase our bright bar sales, which is a better value-added item.
So our bright bar sale with capacity, which is around 15,000 metric tons per annum, will increase to 35,000 metric per metric tons per annum post this capex, right?
From 30,000 tons currently, it will increase to about
70,000-75,000
tons.
So, and will there be any, with respect to the current upgradation and debottlenecking, will the stainless steel pipe capacity will also improve?
No. In stainless steel pipe, we are not increasing capacity or we are not increasing capacity of steel also, as I said.
Okay.
It is only the value addition of doing bright bars that we are doing. In pipe, again, we are not doing any capacity addition. Whatever we are doing is more on the upgradation of process, automation, you know, better quality, better reliability. So, the whole idea here, Mr. Raman, is how do we increase our utilization of existing capacity, right? And which involves a lot of factors. Yeah, yeah. So, the focus is that, not to increase the capacity.
And so, with respect to the current quarter sales split, we did around 240 crores of revenue in Q2. How much was that from stainless steel bars and how much was that from stainless steel pipes?
Well, that breakup is not there rightly available, but I can only tell you that the volume-wise, we did about 7,100 tons of bar sales and about 1,700 tons of pipe sales.
Yeah, so are the realization same across both of them or?
No, they are significantly different. They are significantly different. Yeah.
Can we have a percentage-wise sales split?
That won't really bring out any meaning because I tell you the composition of sales within steel bars also depends on a lot of grades and sizes and this keeps on changing.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot really average it out. And similarly on the pipe side of it also, you know, the various grades and sizes and category of tube pipes. They're all very, very different in terms of pricing. So any extrapolation or any, you know, averaging will actually not give any, meaningful outcome.
And sir, can you provide any volume guidance?
Sorry? Volume?
Volume guidance for the current year.
I think in last couple of calls, we had maintained that we will be at least doing a 25-30% improvement over the last year. And I think
in terms of volume,
you see, whether our stainless steel bar business plan is going to be met, yes, it is going to be met. We are very confident on that. In fact, we will exceed our own, you know, business plan. Whether our business plan of seamless pipe going to get met, yes, it will definitely get, executed and it will definitely be met. On the pricing part, we all appreciate that, you know, it's a factor of market. So while we will do our best and we are doing our best to see that we have the best realizations and we have the best, you know, grade mix and sales mix, but, where the market will be standing in next two quarters is really difficult to say. One thing that I said, and I can repeat it, that for us and what we feel is, you know, at present, pricing wise, the market seems to be at the bottom.
So if my understanding is right, if the steel prices pick up, your realization will also pick up as well as your margins will improve further.
I would definitely think so.
It's from the line of Sunaina Shabria from Shola Securities. Before that, just wanted to remind all of you that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ms. Sunaina Shabria, you may proceed, please.
Yes. Hello. Thank you so much. I have a question regarding the products that are now, you know, coming into play. Is there any plan of introducing new grades of the stainless steel type? If you could give a bit of qualitative commentary on the business growth plan going forward, instead of like the volume growth is something that we've understood. Any new grades that are going to be introduced for more specialized use?
Good afternoon, Mr. Rana. Thanks for this question. You see, at least in this company, I can say, and we have been sharing it in all our calls and, you know, our investor releases, that what all grades and accreditations we have been working on and, you know, kind of booking those or achieving those. So, there is a great amount of focus on introducing new grades. At the same time, we need to be mindful of, you know, the market size and, you know, the real use. There are so many fancy grades which have a lot of effort and cost involved to develop, but when you really look at the market size, it is hardly anything. So, we are mindful of that. And I can tell you at, you know, while we speak, I think the amount of different products in terms of forms, grades and sizes that Welspun Specialty is offering in the market is probably one of the best in the industry. Now, there is no limit, you know, to further investments and, you know, getting into the next level of grades. For example, secondary remelted and, you know, those kind of things, which are there on the cards, which are there in the plan, but not immediately. So, I think we have a very rich grade mix. It is only a matter of, you know, improved consumption and buying in the market, and then we will start seeing the, you know, difference the moment we see that momentum there.
Got it. Thank you. And just a follow-up question regarding the capacity size and the volumes that are being produced. Is there a target capacity utilization that the company is looking at, let's say in the next 2 to 4 quarters or in the next year or so?
See, 2 to 2-3 quarters will not mean or may not bring, you know, the significant difference for two reasons. One is the change will not be that fast. The second is market scenario is a little uncertain. But I can definitely say that, you know, we are certainly looking at an improvement of not less than 25-30% year on year on the volume side of it. So which means that, you know, to look at 80-85% capacity utilization, which I will consider optimum, you know, for a business like this or for a, you know, manufacturing setup like this, I see that coming in less than 3 years for sure.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Radha from BMK Securities. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, sir. Thank you again. Sir, what is the current export mix in pipes and bar sales? And with targeted new markets that you had alluded to in previous slides, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, what is your targeted export mix in the next 2 years?
You see, ever since the imposition of tariff action, it is not just US that took action, but I think a lot of countries took a lot of actions and things have changed over a period of time. So, you know, I can tell you that at this point in time, our mix of steel export, you know, which used to be about 35-40% during financial year 25 has come down to about 15-20% during this year, right? So there is a severe impact. But yes, our volumes have increased. So in terms of absolute tonnage, I think we are nearly the same as last year. But there is definitely a huge pressure on, you know, the export sales, and you know the demand is really being taken by the native mills, local mills. Similarly, on pipe, where, you know, we used to be about 15-20% during last year, has actually come down during H1 to about 10% or a bit lower than 10%. So there is a severe impact on the export sales. It's not that the market has shrunk so much. You know, consumption side, yes, there is still a market. But what's happening there is that a lot of capacity of European mills that was earlier going into US market and Canada and, you know, those kind of locations, for them also now this same 232% is applicable. And that is how they end up selling a lot of their produce, you know, within the local area. So now we don't know until when this situation will prevail, or, you know, when we expect the things to change. So that is what the situation here. So we are more focused and more confident and bullish on domestic consumption than on the export consumption, but remaining prepared, you know, for whenever the export markets are back into traction. I mean, we are going to you know, intensify our sales outside of India also.
Okay. So secondly, you know, like how in the last 1 year the industry has witnessed huge orders from this thermal power plant projects, so due to indigenization trend. So similarly, in the next 2 quarters, what could be the triggers which can give incremental demand push for the industry?
Yeah. Ho gaya sab, abhi baithe call pe.
Major stainless steel consumption, you know, it happens in energy sector, which includes not just thermal but also oil and gas, whether refinery or, you know, in the transportation of oil and gas, fertilizer, then, you know, nuclear power. So I think every strategic sector in India is currently mined, you know, in more degree or less degree, but they are mined. And it is not only important whether we are selling made tubes, you know, to these sectors. They involve a lot of usage of, you know, stainless steel forgings and flanges and, you know, those kind of things. And the manufacturer of those items or products, they also look for steel of the right quality that can match, you know, meet with the standards that are required for these applications. And that's why during last call also I had said, and again I'm saying, that we are focused also on B2B business within India, that is forging and, you know, the other kind of component manufacturers who require bars and who also requires, you know, hollow pipes and, you know, those kind of products for selling into all these segments. So if you ask me which one sector can bring in a lot of change or a flip to the industry, I think difficult to say, but overall there is buoyancy.
Sir, continuing with your response to the previous participant, so with this rise by capacity expansion, so that will not increase the overall bar capacity, but it will convert black to bright bars. Is that
right,
sir?
That's right. Okay. You are absolutely right. So our mix of sales will have more proportion of bright bars. And that is the whole reason we have invested into the bright bar capacity.
Understood. So who would be the key competitors in bright bar segment?
You see, every other long product mill, they produce bright bars. What differentiates us is our size range and our grade range. So you can say the business model is not changing here. What we were producing before, we continue to produce. Only thing is our bright product capacity will increase with this.
So could you name a few of the competitors that we can look at?
Well, there are many. I mean, Mukund Steel is there, and there is Lexcon, there is Viraj, not for all the products. I mean, Viraj has got a very huge SKU list, but they also produce sound bars. So, to some extent, we sell similar grades and sizes. Who else? I mean, there are small players also who are not producing, you know, sizes beyond maybe 100 millimeters in diameter. But until that size, of course, they are also there in the market, as competition.
Sir, I just wanted to end by saying that many congratulations on the volume growth that you have achieved, at least for the last two quarters consecutively, I have witnessed this. So congratulations and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Gentlemen, just a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Thank you so much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. So friends, our strategic priorities remain centered on continuous improvement in operational performance and efficiency, addressing the evolving needs of our customers and maintaining our position as an early mover in emerging opportunities. We are also firmly committed to expanding our customer base across both established markets and new geographies. I hope we have been able to address your queries satisfactorily. Should you have any further queries, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team. We will be glad to assist you. Thank you once again for joining us today, and we look forward to reconnecting with you soon.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Western Speciality Solution Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.